Rabbi Lazar says that the Sanhedrin went into six galuyos. Shinemar, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, ki heishach yoshev veimaram, kir yeniskeva yashbilenu. Yashbila ad oretz yagienu ad ofer. There are six lishonos of shiflus over here, which according to Rabbi Lazar refer to the six galuyos of Sanhedrin. The Paras Yosef points out that Bepashtus, a simple reading of Gemara, is that Rabbi Lazar is disagreeing with the opinion above that Sanhedrin went into Galus 10 times. Rather, Rabbi Lazar seems to be saying 6 times. But the Paras Yosef points out that if you calculate the Usha Yavne going back and forth, it will come out the 6 times that's made reference to in this pasuk. In other words, Usha Liyavne, Yavne Liusha only gets counted as 1. He also calculates other places that would not be counted. For example, the 3 places that Rebbe was at is only counted as 1. And the area from Yerushalayim to Chanus is not counted as 2 separate galuyos since it was within the same city. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Misham Asidin Ligoel. And from this galus, from Tveria, is where the Geula is going to begin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, is snari me'ofer kumi. Now you understand the significance of this pasuk, the lechadodi, which comes from this pasuk in Yeshayahu. Hisnari me'ofer kumi shvi. It's particularly connected to the area of the Galil, the area of Tzfas and Tveria. In our Gemara, it speaks about Tveria. And when we sing it on Friday night, we're referring to the Geula that will come from that area not far where Reb Shlomo Alkibutz wrote the Lechadodu. Let's by Yisrael Hashem continue the next Mishnah. About 9 lines on the top of Lamed Aleph, from the Beis, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha, V'oid Zoysis, Kim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shefilu Rosh, Beis Dem Bechol Mokom, Shelo Yehu Ha'edim Holchin, Elo Lemokom Havad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was also misaking that there is a particular place that Beis Dem would be Mekadesh V'chodesh, and that's where people should come, even if the Rosh Beis Din is not located there. They do not have to worry about chasing down the Rosh Beis Din, but rather all they have to do is come to the Beis Vad, and then their testimony will be arranged. The Gemara describes that he is a sadas munu ledino kameda meimar binardoi. There was a woman that was called to a din Torah in front of Ameimar Nardoi. Also, Ameimar lemechuza. Ameimar went to Mechuza. But the woman didn't want to go there to Mechuza, where Ameimar was, where also the Malve, who had lent the woman the money, also was. Kasa Ameimar wrote, Psicha Ilava. He wrote a nidui that she refused to come to court. She refused to come to court, and that caused the person to put in chair. This Gemara is an important Gemara in terms of the halachos of the requirement of showing up to court and what Beis Din does when a person does not. Amalei Rav Ashi Amar Rav Hanan Tanan. But didn't we learn? I feel Rosh Beis Din Mechol Makom Shol Yoeidim Holchem El Makom Avad. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaking that the place to go is to the Makom Havad, and you are putting the woman in Chayrim because she didn't come to where you are. But now we see you need to find a central place, a Makom Havad, and therefore not coming to Mechuzah is not enough of a reason to put her into Chayrim. Amalei, so Ameimar responded to Rav Ashi, Hani Milinin Eidus HaChodesh. Our Mishnah does not apply to other cases of Dinei Torah. It only applies to Eidus HaChodesh. Din Kain, Nimtzes Machshin Lasid Lavo. Because if we're not going to institute, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had instituted, that Eidim are going to be discouraged from coming in the future. And since we don't want to discourage Eidim, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana. However, when it comes to other cases, Aval Hacha, Eved Lovelish Malve, the Eved is a Love to the Malve, and therefore the Eved has to go to the Malve, and since the Malve was there in Mechuzah, so that's a reason that they have to go there as well. The Gemara continues, Ein HaKohen Rishon La'alos B'Sandalei in LaDuchan. A Kohen is not allowed to go up in his shoes to the Duchan. And this is one of the 10 takanas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted. As I said those words, Rav Yitzchak Korn, who is the Rosh Masifta here in Netiv Aryeh, walked in.
No such thing as a coincidence. Okay, so the halacha is that I'm again learning in the Nazir room, which I'm zochet to share with Rav Korn. So here the Gemara repeats another one of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takanas, and that is that a kohen is not allowed to go in to do duchening wearing his shoes. And there were 9 takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Shista hai pirka, 6 of this perek, v'chada de pirka kama, and 1 that we learned in the earlier perek. Rashi delineates what they are. Number 1, the one that we just learned in the Braisa, Ein Kohen Rishon Lalos B'Sandalahin. And then the 5 of the Mishnah, being the Tzkiyah in front of Bezdin, 3 being the Lulav taken all 7 days, 4 being that Yom Henef Kula Asr, that the 16th is as well going to be Asr to eat Chadash, 5 being that there would be Mesakein, that you could accept the Edom the entire day, and 6 that the Edom have to go to the Makom Havat. The Chada de Pirka Kama, and we also learn on Chaf Aleph Amabez, that they would only be Mechalel for Nisan and Tishrei alone. Only be Mechalel Shabbos, Dafka for Nisan and Tishrei, Bizman Hazeh. Vidach, what are the other Takonas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So now we've delineated Sach HaKol, in total, 7. What are the others? The Sanya, we learned the Brisa, Gershon Iskai, Bizman Hazeh, if someone converted today, Tzarech Sheyifrosh, Rova Lekino, that he needs to separate a quarter of a shekel, that is a half a dinar, for the birds that are supposed to be brought for his gerus. The source of this is the Gemara in Krisus on the Aftesam and Aleph. The Gemara is Doresh there in Krisus, that the way we were taken into the covenant is in Yana Diyoma, because we're still within 7 days of Shavuos. The way we were taken in the covenant of Bavit Har Sinai was with Bris Mila, with Tevila, and with a Karbon. See the Gemara over there. So too, the Ger, who's also converting, he also needs to bring a Karbon. And he brings a bird, an Olas Ha'of, as his Karbon. And that price of it is a shekel, which ultimately he gives to the Pushka. And then the Kohanim would bring on his behalf. That's described in Masechet Shkolim. We learned this together in Masechet Shkolim. Arb Shemim Lazer, Kvar Nimno Alein, Rabbi Yochan Ubitzlo Mipnei HaTakol. That Rabbi Yochan Ben Zakkai was Mevatel this. This also appears there in Shkolim, this custom. And the reason for that is because we're afraid that the Ger is going to derive benefit from the money. It'll end up to be Moel Bikotchim. So that was Rabbi Yochan Ben Zakkai who said that you shouldn't designate the money. So that's the 8th takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'idach in the 9th, plugs at the Rav Papa Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahoris. Rav Papa says it related to Kerem Revai, and that is the 4th year of your grapes growing. The first 3 years it's Arlo, the 4th you have to redeem. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that it refers to the special string that was hung on Yom HaKippurim, that we're going to elaborate on both of them, that there was a discussion where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was what he instituted. Rav Papa, Armer Kerem Revai, Rav Papa says, we're referring to Kerem Revai, Disnan, Kerem Revai, Hayon, Yushalayim, Malik, Yom Lekol Tzad, Vezuhi Tchuma. Even though the halacha is that you're allowed to redeem your fruits that you need to bring for Kerem Revai to come to Yerushalayim, nevertheless, the Rabbanu where goes, that Rashid explains in Dibra Maskel Haya, that any area within a day's worth of Yerushalayim, you should eat it there. You should not redeem it. It's a takanah of the Rabbanu that you cannot change its value for money and then buy a burger in the old city at Burger's Bar. Even though Min HaTorah, leaving the Burger's Bar out, even though Min HaTorah, that would be acceptable. Rashi says in the end of Dibra Maskel Haya, Kidei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim, that in order that the streets of Yerushalayim should be filled with beautiful fruits. So therefore, that was the takan of Kerem Revai. And Zui Tchuma, this is the boundaries that they instituted that are considered 1 day's worth of Yerushalayim. Eilat min hadarom, vakrabas min hatzafon, lud min hamarav, v'yardein min hamizrach. That's a day's worth. For example, think about it. the west of Yerushalayim, think about Highway 1 going to the airport, for those of you who have been zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite a bit of distance. Lod, of course, is very close to Ben-Gurion Airport. So all of that distance outside Yerushalayim was considered a day's worth distance in Yerushalayim. If you lived in anywhere in that vicinity to the west, so then in such a case, you weren't allowed to redeem. You're supposed to bring the fruits up. V'amar ula v'itema, rabar ula, amar b'yachon matam, k'del akir ter shuke Yerushalayim b'peros, as we learned before. V'tanya, and we learn, b'raisa of the Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Kerem revai ha'yelo the Rabbi Eliezer b'mizrach lud. Rabbi Eliezer had fruits on the eastern side of Lud, b'tzad kfar tavi, already on the side of kfar tavi, u'bikesh Rabbi Eliezer lafkir l'anim. And Rabbi Eliezer wanted to make it hefker for the anim, that they should bring those fruits up. Amru lo, talmid of Rebbe, that they question him, Rebbe, kfar nimnu chavarech alecha, your friends already counted, had decided, v'hiti ruha, and Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara is about to say, said that that takana was undone. In other words, that din derabanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai repealed, and therefore you don't have to be mafkirit lanim. Kfar nimnu chavarech alecha v'hiti ruha, man chavarech Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's making reference to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The market continues 3 lines into the wide. So that's one opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai repealed the requirement for a person to bring the pears up to Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahoris. No, it's another takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and that relates to the little bindle. Not the bindle that some beggars and businessmen sell over here in the old city, which probably has no significance whatsoever, but rather a very, very important bindle. And that was the thread that was hung in the Beis HaMikdash itself on Yom Kippurim. They used to tie a thread which was red outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Hilbin, if it became white, hayismeichin. Lo hilbin, hayuatzav. If it became white, then they were happy. If it did not become white, they were sad. Hiskinu the institution, yukoshin also pesach ulam mi befnim. That should be on the inside. Therefore, people would not see that it turned white. Now, there is a big discussion. What was the reason that they didn't want it to be, Chacham did not want people to see white? The Yom Teruah says that they had a breakdown, that people used to get extremely afraid if they did not see it turn white. The Meiri says that this way people shouldn't coast or assume that their destiny for good or for bad has been determined, that they should keep on striving, keep on thriving, and if they see it either red or white, then either way they'll become too complacent, or chassid they'll say that everything is doomed, which is not true. V'adayin on mitzitzin v'ra'in, but they crane their necks to look inside. They still want to know. They were happy when it turned white, and they were sad when it turned red. And according to Meiri and Yom Teruah, that has a problem, as the reasons that they mentioned above. So they instituted that it be tied to the Seir HaMishtaleach, and then ultimately tied to the rack in which he was thrown off. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my time lo omer ka Rav Papa. Why did Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak not learn like Rav Papa? Amar lecha, he'll tell you, Isak adait Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chaver de Rabbi Eliezer, mi have. The reason why Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak didn't give Rav Papa's pshat is because in the give and take between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Eliezer in regards to Kerem Revai, the students of Rabbi Eliezer said, kfar nimnu chaver cha'alav v'hitiruah, said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that you were outvoted. But how could that be? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is chaver of the Rabbi Elazar? How could he be considered the friend? Rabbo have. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer. This is spelled out in the Gemara in Sukkah on Chaf Chesam at Aleph. So therefore, that pshat, that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar, that does not make sense. The Edach, so how could it possibly be Rav Papa learned that pshat? Kima the Talmida of Havu, lo arachorachai l'meimra le'rabbe rabcha.
since these were the students of Rabbi Eliezer, it's not appropriate for them to say to their Rebbe, in other words, it's not appropriate for Rabbi Eliezer's students to say to Rabbi Eliezer, your Rebbe, they don't say your Rebbe, but rather they called him his friend. And why Rav Papa not learn like the Pshar Nachum Bar Yitzchak in terms of the Lashon Shel Zahoris? Amalach, Isak, Dark Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Are you going to say that this story of Lashon Shel Zahoris took place in the days of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Mi havi Lashon Shel Zahoris. Bimei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, was there a thread? Vatanya, but then we learn a Brisa Koshin also show Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Maybe that's from Shana. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai lived 120 years. Mei Shana Sikpik Pramatya. He was a businessman 40 years. Mei Shana Lomat. He then learned for 40 years. Mei Shana Limate. And then he taught for 40 years. So Rabosai, those who are working and doing the Dafyomi, and those who are doing the Dafyomi all day, if they're working for their first 40 years, you could still become Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. And if you're just learning the Dafyomi for the next 40 years, you could still become Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. V'tanya, we learn in Rabbeisa, Mem Shana Koyim Shidischar Rabbeis, Lo Hayo Lo Loshen Shel Zahoris, Malbin Elamadim, that already the Gemara in Yom describes the last 40 years before Korban Abayis, this miracle of the thread turning white no longer happened. It could very well be, according to some of Farshim, it even got darker because of the Averos for Klal Yisrael, but the whole issue was nil because it never turned into white. Utnan, and how old was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai during this period? Mishacharv Habayis Hiskun Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was at least an older man because he made takanas. And the time that he was making the takanas was within 40 years of the Churban. And by that time, there already wasn't a thread that was turning right. Hence, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not make institutions in regards to the thread turning white. The Idach, that's such a strong raya against Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. What's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak going to say? He answers, Osamar Bom Shana Delimate, excuse me, Osamar Bom Shana Delama, the 40 years that he learned, Talmud Yosha Lifnei Rabba Havi. He was a Talmud who was sitting in front of his Rebbe, V'omar Milsa V'estaber Taimei V'kavi Rabbe B'shmei. That he did already introduce ideas, not as the Rav, because he was learning by his Rebbe, but if his Rebbe accepted it, then it was instituted. Hence, it could very well be that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was between the age of 40 and 80, this takana was made, which was at the time that the red string was still turning white, which was an idea that he had suggested and said in his name, but was accepted by his Rabbein. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.